Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 154. In this episode, we're going to be talking about some of the best AI-free or inexpensive tools that have come on my radar and Kirk's radar. Should be a great show. Almost all the stuff here I've used quite extensively. Some of it I've done a reasonably good review on, and I'm using it at the present moment. Got my great co-host with me, Kirk. Kirk, would you like to quickly introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen. I own an agency called Manana No Mas, and we work directly with the great folks over at WP Tonic.
That's fantastic. So, Kirk, so before we go into it, folks, I think we got a message from one of our major sponsors.
Ooh,
we'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Coming back, folks, I also want to take the opportunity to say that we've got a fantastic free course actually done by Kirk himself that shows you how to build your membership community website from beginning to end using some of the best WordPress technology. You can get it for half price. That's around $25. You can get it by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. And you find the course there, plus a load of special offers from the sponsors. What more could you ask for? So, Kurt, let's go straight into it. So, when I sent you these tools and that, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, my initial thoughts were, my goodness, Jonathan's done it again. He's managed to come up with a couple of things I've never heard of. So I went ahead and I checked them out.
I'm good at wasting your time.
due diligence and all that. Checked you out. And, you know, and I'll just say it. I am not a big fan of Google in general. But they've really knocked it out of the park with a couple of decent tools. And I mean, like the Notebook LM is sweet. And then you sent me that Pomeli. And I jumped in. I gave it a shot, gave it a whirl, took it for a test drive. And I think for people in the like AI, like startup, getting entry level AI space, these are great tools.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff we're going to be discussing this episode has some real value. And a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them have really functioning free plans, or they're very cost effective if they don't have a free plan. So let's start off with one that I'm using a lot now, and that's Notebook LM from Google. They do a free level. I'm just using the free level. It does some really good research. You can put in PDFs, you can put website URLs, Word documents, all sorts of documents and online resources about a particular subject, and then it will go out and then it will summarize it all, and it does a really fantastic website. The main thing I've been using it for is to produce more content for my blog pages and for the WP Tonic website. One of the things that it does, after I've written a blog post and got it all laid out and I publish it, I then go into Notebook LM and I say produce an audio summary, and it goes off and it does audio summary. And it's a man, normally a man and a woman talking about the subject. And I've got to be truthful, I'm a bit peeved because I think they do a better job than I do at podcasting, but it's without the humour. But on the other hand, I think it is quite impressive, the audio quality and the discussion, and you really can't tell that it's AI generated, in all honesty. They also do info images as well. They're not bad. I use them. I think if you spent money on artists, you could do a better job. But being it's free, it does a pretty good job. And then it also does short videos, which also are a summary of the subject. They're not bad either. I don't think they're quite up to the quality of the audio, because some of the images they use aren't terrible. But in total, I think it's a very impressive tool for what it can do. What's your feelings, Kurt?
Well, part of the reason that I like Notebook LM is the way that you described it up front, and that is you limit what it is using for content. All too often, you know, I'm a fan of Grok for AI, so I'll use Grok or sometimes OpenAI or Claude or something. And you know, you go out into the ether to get stuff. It just goes and searches willy-nilly and then comes back with some hallucinated answer or something. And you got to really use a gift of discernment to figure out, you know, is this real? Is this fake? Is it genuine? Is it up to date? And when you use Notebook LM, you're able to restrict, you know, where it's going for content. And that's what I really, really like about it. If you have a project that has a ton of documentation, it's a super handy tool. For instance, you know, I work directly with the folks at Lifter LMS, and they have an incredible document library of just an unbelievably complete document library with videos and everything. And you can use Notebook LM to restrict that. And when I say restrict, I mean, it only uses that content for my answers. And so when I'm doing customer service help or stuff like that with Lifter LMS stuff, it really helps isolate the source of the answer and lets me know that I have the correct information.
That's fantastic. So have you been using it yourself then?
I do. Yeah. In that instance, for sure. Where I find a struggle with Notebook LM, and quite honestly, this is going to happen with lots of startup companies or people that are new to entry-level AI users, is that usually you don't have enough content. I've run in, and this happens with like every company's like, we need an AI chatbot. And I go, well, what are you going to train the AI chatbot on? Because you need to have content to train these things. And so if you have a small company and you don't have a lot of documentation and you let your chatbot train on the open internet, well, then it's going to give your clients and customers answers from the open internet. And that's what you don't want. So you have to have enough content. And that's the stumbling block for Notebook LM in my mind, is you want to make sure you give it enough information to feed on, but not be unrestricted to the whole open internet. And I think it works really well.
Yeah. Right. Let's go on to Google Pomeli.
Yeah.
So what did you think of this one? You do the lead. By the way, I'm sorry, Kurt. Notebook LM is free. They've got a paid version that's around $29. If you've got certain Google accounts, Gemini, I think you get it. You get the pro version as part of the package. In that respect, it's not that clear, which is very typical of Google. Sorry to interrupt there. No. I apologize.
Totally fine. This Pomeli thing is interesting. So again, something I never heard of until today's show, doing the research prior to the show. It tells you right up front what it is. It has an introductory video and it says, hey, get started, add your URL here, and we will scrape your URL and come up with the visual DNA of your business. And not for nothing, I think just doing the exercise is a good exercise, because how many people are completely inconsistent in their branding or in how they represent themselves, especially small companies. And so I put the Mañana No Más URL in. I said, go ahead, go to town. It said, this will take up to 5 minutes. In less than 2 minutes, it said, you know, here's your DNA. So here's your fonts. Here's your color swatches. If you've ever had a marketing company create a mood board for you, if you ever heard of what a mood board is, this website created the mood board for Mañana No Más in less than 2 minutes. And so it is my fonts, my colors, my main ideas, like my main kind of like art and focus. My brand logo is there. I mean, it's not a complete style guide, but it is a pretty accurate mood board based on my existing website. So then the next step is create campaigns. So you just click it that says create campaigns, and it uses the information off your website to try and give you like to spark your marketing brain, like to give you like just some ideas on how would you promote this business. And it gives you visuals to do it. And then you can go through the process if you want of like editing that or adding your own creative elements or things like that. But it gives you ideas. So like in my instance, you know, I had like a YouTube looking thumbnail that says, you know, e-learning for enterprise businesses. Bam, right? Because we're an e-learning agency. But it takes that and it puts it into a campaign that says, you know, LMS cost overruns, ? You know, fixed. You know, that's so it's basically like turns it into like this giant lead image that you could use elsewhere. And I think it does a really good job. Does it replace a marketing person? Does it replace a marketing, you know, department in a company? No, I don't think it does. But I think it's a really good tool, especially for smaller companies, to double check the consistency in their branding and their messaging. I think it's a really good tool for that.
Yeah, it's part of the Google Labs. It's things that they haven't totally released to public. It's more like public beta. But I thought you did a really good summary there, but I think it does a really good job. I have put WP Tonic in, but I need to do it again and spend the time looking at what they have found. And the nice thing about the graphics it produces, they do provide an editor where you can change things, change the fonts, change the images. And then you got bottom.
On each of those pages, I don't know if you found this or not, Jonathan, but on each of those pages, there's a drop-down carrot that'll say, you know, like campaigns is like where you're working, right? So maybe you're on the campaigns page and it says campaigns, but directly underneath campaigns, it'll say business DNA with a drop-down. And when you drop that down, it opens up, you know, a design card like that mood board I was talking about. And so it gives you, you know, font choices, your color swatches, you know, your if you need those HTML color, what do they call those hex codes? Fonts and logo again. I mean, it just, so it's always at the ready for you. So when it's creating those campaigns, creating those assets that Jonathan just talked about, you can always drop down your business DNA and match it up and go, oh, is it using the right colors? Is it, okay, yeah, it is. It's following its own guideline.
Yep. And it's free, folks. You can't complain. We began, but it's free. GenSpark AI. This is the Swiss Army knife of AI, really. Obviously, you got the four main players. You've got OpenAI, you've got Claude, you've got Gemini, and you've got Perplexity. And they're the main four. There's a number of other players, but they're the main four. But with GenSpark AI, you have access to all four, and it does a lot of things. And the free version isn't crippled, so the average person hit a token limit straight away. It's pretty generous. The next level up is around just under $19, but there's a big jump between the plus, which is not around 19 just under $20. It goes up to the pro. They want a couple of hundred dollars. But you find that with most of these, the four that I mentioned, they do a free, they do a 20, and then they do a kind of commercial pro version, which is normally around a couple of hundred dollars. But for what you get, for what it can do, it's quite impressive. What's your thoughts about this one?
I hear a lot of hype about GenSpark. The people that use it really, really seem to love it. I've seen a lot of content in oddly enough, I've seen some AI slop come from it too. You know, it ends up on the X feed. But my understanding is that it works extremely well and it is a good value for what it provides. I am not personally a GenSpark user myself, but I know it to be very, very capable and I have clients that use it that love it.
Yeah, I think it's good value. I haven't used it that extensively because, especially around thumbnails and imaging, which we're going to discuss in a minute, I think, especially photorealistic imaging, I find all these, I think if you're talking about sketching, cartoons, non-realistic photos, I think a lot of these photo image AI can be effective. But when it comes to photorealistic imaging, you can really waste a lot of time. I've got, I use Canva, but I've got, I did utilize a program, but I forgot its name, a service. I had about half a dozen professionally taken photos of myself, and you could upload these six photos into the service, and it would produce between 50 and 100 AI-generated images of you. It took a couple of hours because you had to re-load up the photos, blah, blah, blah. But it did, in the end, work, and it generated over 50 to 100 different images of myself, headshots. And I just swap them out with the thumbnails that I'm doing. But I think in producing thumbnails, I haven't come across anything that really does it that effectively and quickly, rather than the system that I'm using. What would you respond to what I've just outlined?
I was trying to think of what that company was that made, that we did all those headshots with the Lifter LMS team. It was really fun because you could be like, you know, make me from Star Trek or make me from whatever. Like Jonathan said, you'd upload some headshots and then it would generate like these cartoonish headshots of you that were fun. Super, super fun. As far as like images and thumbnails and stuff go, Jonathan, instead of like looking at a GenSpark kind of thing, I do. I hang out in Canva quite a bit because it's so direct and so easy. And then the thing that, and I know that I've mentioned this before, it's my own stupidity, but I'm locked in to the Adobe Creative Suite. And so I have Adobe Creative Cloud and the AI powers in Adobe Creative Cloud for that type of thing with the thumbnails and modifying headshots and stuff. It just works really, really well.
It does. It does produce pretty good quality, does it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I hate to be the poo-poo guy, but like, when something like GenSpark comes along, I go, well, I already got tools to do this. And then I think there comes a certain comfort level with familiarity with these things that, I mean, I'm not looking to jump into every new thing, if that makes sense. I just wasn't awestruck by, like I said, I have friends that use it. I have customers that use it. They all seem to love it. It just wasn't attractive to me at the moment.
Yeah, I'm in a similar spot. So, and also with Adobe, you've got Adobe Express, which is their cloud base, which is free, or you have to pay for a higher version. And I think that's got, so I have to look at that because I've been told it's got some good thumbnail producing functionality there as well.
It works very well.
Right. Now, talking about, now, there's two. I added one, you know, I added Nano Banana.
Nano Banana.
which is extremely powerful. But you can also waste a lot of time. But is, I would say, at the present moment of the AI systems, it is recognized when it comes to producing images, it is the most powerful. Now, I came across one called OpenAI AI. Now, this is not for the faint of heart. This is not something that, don't expect to produce something really fantastic in a minute. But I've watched some tutorials and that, and when it comes to video and realistic video and producing virtual AI representations of yourself and lipping your lips and producing characters, you can produce small films and you can take an image, import it and put it into and it will then scan it and then put the figure into various positions. And then you can turn that character into a character for a video. And when it comes to the realistic quality imaging, which I say a lot of the other LLMs aren't so quite good at, it is very impressive, like I say, but it's not for the faint of heart. It's not something you are going to have to watch some YouTube videos and you're going to have to spend a few hours with it. What do you reckon on what I've been saying about this?
I equate it to almost like a Sora. It's, you're right. You know, you can absolutely, you know, take an image of yourself. It maps it. You can make, you know, live action video with it. Course creators. So the use case for course creators is kind of good for this one, because some people just don't like to be on camera, or they're not good at speaking on camera. So they can write the script and then have this thing actually generate, you know, like learning content using them as the focal visual, right? But it's just from a picture that becomes a video. I'll be honest, all this stuff kind of creeps me out, Jonathan. This is like more than I want my AI to do. It's cool that it does it, but it's more than I'm looking for.
Yeah, I've got similar feelings about it, but they don't offer a free plan, but it's not that expensive, folks, for what you can do. The Essential starts at 14, they've got Advance at 29, Infinity 56, and then they've got their last plan, which they call Wonder, which is 240 per month. So it's not outrageous. I would imagine, though, that you're going to end up in the Infinity Wonder if you really get into it, because these video image AI platforms, they just eat up tokens. They just consume tokens. Credits like there's no tomorrow. And Nano Banana, the free is quite powerful. Then they've got a basic at around $10. And then they've got a pro at $30. I find that I was trying to do something with it a couple of weeks ago and produce a landscape for YouTube. And I spent well over 2 hours and got extremely frustrated with it. So be warned, though. But I think open art, if you want to do something more special, it's probably worth the effort. But like I say, be warned. I think we're going to go for our middle break, folks. And when we got back, we've got some more free or inexpensive AI tools. And I think what we've done a good job, me and Kirk, is trying to find you things that actually can, that do work, that have some functionality that will really help you with your membership, either building content for it or marketing it. Because there is a lot of AI out there that's been pushed, and you watch people do a presentation and that, and that, like, they go in like 10, 15 minutes in it, and you've got absolutely no idea how this is really going to help you, or it's so time consuming, the average business owner probably isn't going to use it. But that's my take on it. Like I say, we're going to go for our middle break, folks. We'll be back in a few moments.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I also want to point out another free resource. That's the WP Tonic Membership Machine Show newsletter. I do it weekly. It's totally free. I normally take one of the subjects that we've discussed in this podcast and expand it a bit. I normally write an article about it and give more information, and I have it linked in the newsletter with a summary. Plus, I do a look around on the best AI tech stories of that week, and I choose about three or four of those, and I put those in the newsletter with a summary with a link to the main story. So it's a really useful resource. I do all this myself. And to get it, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter. wp-tonic.com/newsletter. And you can then sign up for free, and it will come in your inbox every week around Tuesday and Wednesday. So let's go into it. Gamma, I'm going to let you do Gamma, because I think it's been one of our better finds, hasn't it? I think I put this on your radar a few months, well, 6, 7, 8 months ago, and I think consistently you still mention it, and I think you're using it, aren't you?
I do use it, yeah. In fact, I am presenting at the Hutchinson Chamber of Commerce on January 30th, and the featured presentation was made in Gamma. It's a really cool graphical tool. So notice I said graphical and not informative. So you can give it like an AI topic. You can give it a topic to make a presentation, and it'll whoop up a pretty cool looking presentation. Like, I love the appearance, the modern feel. Like, it just looks good. You convert it to PowerPoint and everything just works. It's great. But I have had to rewrite every single one of the presentations. Like, so the wording, it gives you really good like text placeholder text placement, but you have to go through it. You still have to give it the human touch, but I have been really impressed that it's making prettier presentations than I would make on my own.
Yeah, and you can use it to produce lead magnets and other kind of PDFs. It's perfect for it, isn't it?
Yeah, because so when I said I export it as a PowerPoint, it's because I'm a presenter, right? So I can export the slides as a PowerPoint. I can export them as a PDF. I can export them and break them into Word docs. You can do whatever you want with these things. The content is really good, and the imagery is really good. That, like what I'm saying is the consistency and the layout that it gives you is awesome. And then to Jonathan's point, you could take one of these really well, you know, graphically well-styled slides and actually make it like the hero image of your website. Like, there's just so many applications that you could do with it. I like the way that it designs. Whoever trained it has a really good, like, design sense. It doesn't make sloppy-looking stuff.
And it's consistent, isn't it?
Very consistent. Like I said, I don't like the content.
In the quality level, I mean, it's consistent in the quality that it produces visually.
Yeah. The quality of the visuals, yeah. I don't like the textual content that it generates. It's not, it just doesn't seem to generate smart text. But it's the right amount of text, and it's placed well. So it gives you a really good placeholder to modify with your content.
And the writing. But this is what I use a lot of AI, folks, but This is the key thing I want you to understand. I think the way I and Kirk uses AI is different to what is classified as AI slop. Is that anything I'm writing, I check it, and it is filled with outdated or factual mistakes. I know, and I'm writing about things that I know about, so I can see the factual mistakes and the outdated information, and I edit it so it doesn't have those mistakes in it. But if you're just writing stuff like 100 articles for a website and you know nothing about the subject, it's just going to be riddled with outdated or factual mistakes all over it. And that is AI slop, isn't it, Kurt?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you know the subject and you're using it to assist you, or you're using it to produce additional multimedia content like audio, video, and you're also producing your own just to add more value to the content that you're producing, I don't see anything wrong with that. Do you?
No, again, especially if you validate the content. There's nothing wrong with using tools. Like, you know, woodworkers back in the day didn't have half the tools we have today, right? Planes and chisels and hammers. And I mean, that's the way they did things then. Now they've got, you know, machines. There's still a craftsman generating a piece of wooden art, right? It's the same way with the websites. You're using a tool. As long as you are, you know, plugged in and you're given the human touch, the human element to it, I really don't have a complaint for it.
Right. On to another tool that I just think is fantastic. And it's called Super Whisperer. It's for the Mac only, I think. And it's just made an enormous difference to me. I was using the free, and then I've actually bought the lifetime deal.
Ooh.
And also got a coupon code that knocked the price down a bit. But it's developed by one developer. Yeah. By the way, I will have all the show notes up for this by Tuesday or Wednesday, and I have all the links and the pricing, and also some of the YouTube reviews and materials that I've utilized to educate myself on all these products, and that will be all in the show notes on the WP Tonic YouTube channel. So if you're listening to this and you want to find out where you can buy it and more info, it will all be there. So Super Whisperer, there's about 3 to 4. There's another one that was offering a lifetime deal, and it was actually a bit cheaper. It was about $80 for the lifetime deal or something. And then there's another one that you can either do the lifetime deal, which is normally $250. They do a month to month. It's free as well, fully functioning. Yeah. And then they have a pro version that's around $8 per month. And then they have a pro version, which you can buy yearly for $89. What does it do? Basically, it turns, you can set it up on a short key, and you can speak to it. And if you're in a Word document or any kind of text document or on a web page at the back end of WordPress, and you just have a short key and then you speak, and it turns it into text and it will place it. And its accuracy is really very impressive, very impressive. And I tend to get stuck on the same larger words about my spelling. And I was just using Google. I just talked a quick sentence into Google and it would find the right spelling for me. Well, I don't have to do that anymore. And what this does also, it adapts to your style of speaking and the way your grammar works. and that, and it works all that out, and it does a very effective job, and it does a load of other stuff. They've got a really good YouTube channel. The developer, who's very experienced, he's developed a couple companies with fellow founders, which they have sold. And then he bought, then he developed this, I think, in Python. And it's really, and it's really quick as well. It's using all, it uses a number. If you use the pro, the paid version, you can select the large language model that you're using. I just put it on automatic, and it's just really quick as well. It is a, it's made an enormous difference to me, Kurt. What do you reckon about this one?
Well, for one, you can put it on a Windows machine that's Windows 10 or better.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I used to do a ton of writing, and I don't know if I'm just getting older and less patient or what, but it's literally gotten to where typing things out, my brain's going faster than my fingers, and I'm making mistakes like crazy. And
I'm having an effect on you.
Having a, you know, backspace, and my hands hurt, you know, they get sore after a while. And so voice to text options do kind of pop off for me sometimes. I used to use, way back when, I used to write things in like Word. And a lot of people didn't even realize that there was a dictation element in Word, Microsoft Word. You could just click dictation and then speak, and it would, you know, write the paper for you. That's been around for a long, 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 long time. And it worked pretty good. As AI's progressed, a lot of these tools have gotten better and better. And one of the things I've done for making, like for creating more posts for my website, is I would talk to a video like in Descript and then use the transcript to actually write the post, because I didn't want to type the post out. I just got to where I hate typing. And so these tools like Super Whisper, they really creep to the top for me. The only thing that I don't like about these types of tools, especially these people that put them in their phones, is they're walking around in public, like in coffee shops or stores, talking out loud and having conversations with their phone. That drives me insane. And the Super Whisper or any kind of voice-to-text tool, I will use if I'm in my home office and no one else is home. But if people are home, I'm not using it. I just type and behave like normal. So that to me is the one caveat, is that the usage of them is limited based on your surroundings.
Yeah, but it does a lot more than even what I've outlined. I'll make sure the link's in the show notes, folks. The developer has a really great YouTube channel where he talks to actual users. Some of the videos are actual users. And they've done some amazing things that I didn't even realize. I haven't really looked at all the functionality. I've hardly touched the functionality of this tool, but I mean to. But it's made a big difference. So well, I highly recommend it.
There's a couple of things I don't know if you mentioned. I don't think you did, that I think are important to consider. One of the things I really like about Super Whisper is its mantra is offline first. So everything happens on your device. It's not like you're saying, hey, Google, and your phone's listening to you 24/7. In fact, my phone's listening to me right now. I got to turn it off. Yeah. Gemini's trying to jump into your business all the time. Siri, what's the Amazon one? She wants Alexis or whatever her name is. They all want to be your best buddy and listen to you through the internet for the great controllers all the time. And apparently the Super Whisper does everything on the device, which I think is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that. On to the next one, which is building your website builder. You know, we think you should be using WordPress. There's a couple that utilize AI, and more than a couple, but the two, one I use on the WP Tonic website. Kirk also uses it, but the other one Kirk has used quite a bit as well. I haven't used it so extensively. To start off with the one I got on the WP Tonic website, but I don't use the AI functionality. but it's Cadence WP, and you've set it up for clients, haven't you, using the AI thing? And it does a pretty good job, doesn't it?
I refer to it as the first draft. And so it creates a really awesome first draft of a complete website based on your topic, your business, your, you know, whatever information you put in there, it's using, and it's creating headlines and placeholder content. You pick pictures, or you can upload pictures through the process. It's great. And the one thing that is unique about the Cadence WP platform for AI development of sites is it also has kind of, I don't want to say a complete SEO package, but it does consider search engine optimization for the content delivery, which is a pretty cool plus.
Right. And then the one that you've got a lot of experience, and I've got a little bit, but not anything like yours, is ZipWP. Tell us about ZipWP.
I've built tons of websites in ZipWP. And, you know, we run the risk, Jonathan, you and I doing this show, we run the risk of people coming for us when we say, oh, you could build a website super fast and easy using ZipWP. And you can. That's the simple truth of it. You can. I believe that certain web projects fall within certain use cases. And I have a lot of startup businesses that come through Manana Nomas, and their budget dictates that we use these simple tools. And it makes a really great first draft. And for a simple, you know, 5-page marketing site, it gets them online. It gets their message online. And then, like I said, first draft. You go in, you know, maybe you're going to update some copy. Copywriting for an agency, I think, is where the real value of agency work comes in. But if someone doesn't have $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $100,000 for a website, if they've got, you know, a small budget, this is a great way to get started. And then they can learn as they go.
That's fantastic. And the last one I've got is called Recall. I haven't used it. I've done some research on this one. Basically, it's a separate, they sell it as a kind of separate mind. Everything, you can put everything in it, like your documents, videos you've watched, everything. And then it will, and then you can ask it questions, but it's cloud-based. So you're putting everything in it. And the pricing isn't that ridiculous. I think it's about $8-$9 a month. They do have a free version, and then the $8-$9. And like this says in the name, it's called Recall, and that's what it does. What do you reckon about this one?
You know, they made a sci-fi horror film called Total Recall. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of that. I thought that this would have been one of your primary tools. I thought you would have really liked this because you like things driven down to bullet points, you know, instead of long format kind of communication. That I think this is a really cool tool to try to become a really good generalist in a lot of larger subjects. This is a way to consolidate. It's like enough, like, you know, they say, you know enough to be dangerous. You know what I mean? This is a great way to know enough to be dangerous about a lot of topics. It's going to scrape all of the core ideas. It's going to give you basic strong knowledge in a certain vertical, whatever you choose. You're just not going to get every stinking detail, right? But that's what you're looking for. So this is a pretty cool tool.
Yeah, it's free, or $10 a month. I was checking if you go month to month.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering how long that would go.
Yeah, I think that price is going to go up, don't you?
Well, it's only $7 a month on the yearly plan, because that's the way that I looked it up the first time. And I thought to myself, well, how many credits? The problem I have with all these AI tools is they throw some kind of a fee out there, right? But it's real easy. You get excited, and then you get in there and you start playing, and the next thing you know, it goes, oh, you're out of credits. You know, do you want to buy more credits? Well, that's not $7 a month anymore. So I'm kind of curious, for $7 a month, how much is this thing really processing and giving me back? The other thing that I don't really believe is they have a lot of copy on the website that talks about security, safety, and privacy. And I don't know that any AI tool can really advertise that.
Yeah, I think you've got every right to be a little bit suspicious. Now, coming to the end of the show, is there any AI tool that you would like to promote that I haven't gone through, Kurt?
I put a note in the comments. It was Imagine AI was the one that made the headshot.
Oh, right, yes. Imagine.
Yeah, Imagine AI. It was so much fun. It was a really fun thing to do. I have pictures of me as a cowboy, as a spaceman. I got all kinds of things. So that was, it was fun, right? That's like an AI that's fun. And then I think that we would be negligent if we just didn't reshare with our listeners and viewers. You know, we interviewed Dustin, the founder of Magi.
Yeah.
And Magi combines a lot of really great premium AI tools into one subscription. So when you start saying, oh, this is $7 a month and this is $20 a month and this is $18 a month, it all starts to add up. But if you're looking for really good access to a lot of AI tools, but you don't know that you're going to use any one of them, you know, exorbitantly, Magi would be a really good solution to take a look at.
Now, of all the stuff that we've discussed, is there one that you think kind of stands out?
Well, the one that stands out, Jonathan, is weird. It's weird the way I think that it stands out, and that's the Super Whisper thing. The Super Whisper really stands out because it's allowing you to use your machine in a different way. Computers have been incredibly, pardon me, they've been incredibly tactile in their use, you know, mice, keyboards, these things. And while voice to text isn't incredibly new, I think they've taken it to a new level. You're able to use the Super Whisper tool to, for the functionality of the computer, right? Open this app, you know, close this app, do this, and you can kind of talk to your computer and get it to do things almost in a Star Trek kind of way. And I think that that's something that a lot of people are really going to like. I just think you have to be in a quiet workspace to use it effectively.
I'm kind of, my emphasis is in its ability for me to turn my thoughts into coherent written text, and I can go quiet a long time, and it has got very few errors in it.
Yeah.
Where other tools were, there were other tools that I used, and it was quicker for me to type it and look up a word that I couldn't spell. Realistically, but you don't get that. The other one, so I was going to say Super Whisper, but seeing that you've said that, I'm going to go with Notebook LM, because I think for what it does, it really does produce some stuff that you can use. You can use it for research, and it does a good job on the research.
Yep.
And then you can use it for producing content that does give extra value to your website and to your target audience. And it does it in a, and I think Gamma also is a tool that really, the time you have to put in for the quality that you get back, it's also in that metrics where a lot of AI tools, the amount of time and effort you have to put in for what you get out doesn't quite meet what I'm looking for, if that makes sense, Kurt.
I think it does. I might need you to restate it, because I think you meant to say the opposite.
Well, we probably did. The amount of effort and time you have to put in with the tool, the AI tool, with the end result doesn't really match. But I think with a lot of the tools that we've talked about, either they offer really pretty good value, or they really do produce content or save you time. So, Kurt, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, if you want to connect just personally, I'm the only Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn, so I'm easy to find, and that's a great way to make a connection. If it's for business, mananonomas.com.
Yeah, and if there's any topics or anything you'd like us to cover, the best thing is to go to the WP Tonic YouTube channel and just leave a comment on this video or one of the other Membership Machine Show videos, what you would like us to discuss, and we will do our best to cover the subject that you want. We will be back next week to cover either marketing, technology, anything that can help you build a successful membership, community-focused website in 2026, not only for yourself, but for your family. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.